It's time to find out what he's doing around the Muswellbrook Shire Council area with Deputy Mayor Rod Scholes. Rod, how are you this morning?
All right, thank you, Bev. Quite good.
Mate, dare we say we can't quite dip our toes in the water at the Muswellbrook Aquatic Centre just yet?
Yes, we could be open sometime today, but we don't know because we're having issues with regards, as I said, with regards to water quality. We need to get the water quality right for health reasons. And because of the volume of water in the pool, the delay between testing it now, doing the work to try and think to get it right, and then testing it again, and possibly, we haven't quite got it right. It's nearly a half a day between each turnaround. But we're constantly working. The moment we get it right each time, the pool will reopen. So keep listening to the radio stations and the council site, and we'll keep the community up to date when the pool is available.
Well, the good news is we're not experiencing 40-degree temperatures. It's only, it's been pretty mild this summer and certainly is this week, so no one's needing to race down there to cool off. So we will, as you just said, keep everybody posted. Now, this coming Friday, you're going to be out at the Denman Playground.
Yes, the new Denman Playground, which is part of Stage 3 of the Denman Revitalisation Project, which is the upgrade to the Memorial Park, which has new amenities and a new playground.
Just for the kids?
No. There is some scope for us old fellas as well. This
right.
Playground features a variety of all-inclusive equipment, including an art bridge and farm panels, which provide incidental balance and dexterity exercise for seniors. So the whole theme of the park is reflecting farming, heritage, the Hunter River, and I must commend our council officers with regards to resolving the design issues, managing the contractors, and actually generally supervising the work. And I also recommend to the community, if they happen to be out at Denman of an evening as well, just to do a loop past the park, it really does look spectacular of a night as well.
All right, the ribbon will be cut on that this Friday. Have you got a tip for us for the Muswellbrook Cup, mate?
I'm a terrible punter on horses. My partner, Diane, she is quite good, and she generally goes by the size of the rear end of the horse, and she's amazingly good. But, that'll be on the Minister for Public Service and Employee Relations. It's granted us a half-day public holiday for the Friday, the 29th of March. From
fantastic. Now everybody's going to be looking at the horse's rear ends and wondering which one they should be tipping.
Well, that's where the motor is, if you remember.
That's true. So that is where the machinery is.
That's right. So the Cup is a run over 1,500 metres and it's worth $150,000. So, and there's also a full race card.
Indeed, yeah. Don't forget the half-day public holiday on Friday the 26th of March for the Muswellbrook Cup. Registrations are open for Clean Up Australia Day.
Clean Up Australia Day is on Sunday the 7th of March. The registrations are now opening. Council's wonderful sustainability team are urging residents to get involved. And you can sign up for the event, and this will help conserve our environment in the long term and also get you involved in the nitty-gritty of making sure our towns those beautiful as they already are.
And last of all, but certainly not least, the Muswellbrook Art Prize. I know you're an art lover there, Rod.
Oh, I do love my art, I must admit. There's some eclectic views with regards to art, but yes. So the finalists have basically been announced. Originally, we had 881 entries.
Ooh.
For our three categories, which is massive.
But
our art gallery is a magic, another one of our great assets to this town. And I thoroughly recommend to people just get down there and have a look at it each time the exhibition changes. Just let people know the value of the prize. So the painting prize is worth $50,000. The ceramic prize is worth $10,000.
Mm.
And works on paper is worth $10,000. Plus, there's a people's choice. So if you go and have a look at the exhibition when it's up, you get a chance to vote. And the winner of that particular vote gets a $1,000 prize. So as I said, 881 entries, and that's now been cut down to 48 finalists. And the adjudicator is Loretta Morton, who is the director of the Newcastle Art Gallery. And the winners will be announced on March 6th. So I recommend people go down to the Art Centre. It's now open 6 days a week, Monday to Sunday, from 10 to 4. And the adjoining cafe open the same days from 7:30 till 2:30. And get down there and have a look at our wonderful art.
There is a lot going on around the district, and Deputy Mayor Rod Scholes, thank you very much for keeping us up to date. We'll speak again.
Thank you, Beth. Fair enough.